it well. Bring someone with you, bring someone with you. Every weekday evening, bring someone with you. Bring someone with you, bring someone with you. Every weekday evening, bring someone with you. Always be on time, always be on time. Every weekday evening, always be on time. Always be on time, always be on time. Every weekday evening, always be on time.
Yeah. All right. Good evening, everyone. Thank you. All right. So it's very good to have all of you people here tonight. We feel incredibly blessed to have been a part of Bible school here, and it's been a wonderful 2 weeks. As you may have noticed, our theme was on creation, and for me personally, it was amazing to learn more detail that God has put into our creation, not just into the world, but into each one of us. So it's amazing to learn and learn of God's handiwork. And our prayer tonight is that each one will be blessed as they listen to what the Jordan teachers have for us. And one thing about that, we averaged about 95 students per evening this year. And the offering that we collected from the children is going to CAM's project for Save a Life. And total money collected from the children was $2,362.14. So that'll help a lot of children out. And to the teachers, I want to thank you all very, very much. Put a lot of hard effort into it for willingly sacrificing your time to invest in these young lives. And God was watching, and he will not forget what you did. So at this time, I just want to turn it over to the teachers.
I taught first kindergarten.
Children. characters from the Old Testament, and the last stories are about Jesus. And I really enjoyed teaching them. There's nothing quite like the privilege of teaching a little child about Jesus.
Moses was a baby in a basket. His mama hid him in the river reeds. God was watching him and sent the princess. She told his mama, give him what he needs. Samuel was a boy who in the temple helped the priests and served God every day. One night in bed he heard that God was calling, Samuel, he said, speak, Lord, I'll obey. David was a shepherd boy in Israel, and loved to play his harp and sing. When the bear and lion came, God helped him, and when he was big, God made him king.
I down in my heart.
Where?
Down in my heart.
Where?
Down in my heart. I've got the peace that passes understanding down in my heart.
Where?
Down in my heart to stay. And I'm so happy, so very happy. I've got the love of Jesus in my heart. And I'm so happy, so very happy. I've got the love of Jesus in my heart. Trust in the Lord and do good. We ought to obey God. Be ye doers of the word and not hearers only. Be ye kind one to another. I will trust and not be afraid. The Lord is mine and I am his. His banner over me is love. The Lord is mine and I am his. His banner over me is love. The Lord is mine and I am his.
King of glory.
Selah.
A certain man of whom we read, who lived in days of old. Though he was rich, he felt his need of something more than gold. Oh, yes, my friend, there's something more than gold. To know your sins are all forgiven is something more than gold. It happened on a certain day, this little man was told, that Jesus' sin would pass that way with something more than gold. Oh, yes, my friend, there's something more than gold. To know your sins are all forgiven is something more than gold. Zacchaeus was not tall, and he, in order to be old, made haste into a sycamore tree for something more than gold. Oh, yes, my friend, there's something more than gold. To know your sins are all forgiven is something more than gold. But Jesus stood beneath the tree and said, on me behold, Zacchaeus, come down, I brought thee this something more than gold. Oh, yes, my friend, there's something more than gold. To know your sins are all forgiven is something more than gold. So he obeyed, and soon he found the half had not been told, where love and joy and peace abound, 'tis better far than gold. Oh, yes, my friend, there's something more than gold. To know your sins are all forgiven is something more than gold.
I had this lovely class of fourth graders, all girls, this year, which was a lot of fun. And we started off with a very small class, and it grew throughout Bible school, and so we've even had some new additions just within the past couple of days, which is really nice. So we learned about, and we focused on learning about God's love to us and our love to God and to others. So our verses and songs are going to reflect a lot of the things that we learned in that. So it was a very good year in Bible school, and I hope that we can all remember how much we're loved by God.
Corinthians 13.
Charity suffereth long and is kind. Charity envieth not. Charity vaunteth not itself, is not puffed up.
Doth not behave itself unseemly, seeketh not her own, is not easily provoked, thinketh no evil.
Rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in the truth.
Beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things.
Charity never faileth.
And we advise faith, hope, charity, these three.
But the greatest of these is charity.
Blessed is everyone that feareth the Lord, that walketh in his ways.
Thou shalt deliver thy hands, happy shalt thou be, and it shall be well with thee.
evening. I had the privilege of teaching fifth grade, and sadly we are missing a few, but I'm glad for each of them that could make it. And we learned about the life of Jesus.
Of God. John 3:3.
But as many as
Jesus' name. To them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. John 1:12.
Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Matthew 6:33.
A new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another as I have loved you, that ye also love one another. By this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if ye have love one to another. John 13:34-35.
Into the fire, and they are burned. If ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. Herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit, so shall ye be my disciples.
All scripture is given by the inspiration of God, and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. 2 Timothy 3:16.
And whatsoever you do, do it heartily, as to the Lord, and not to unto men. Colossians 3:23.
Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord, and in the power of his might. Ephesians 6:10.
Be kindly affectioned one to another, with brotherly love, in honor preferring one another. Not slothful in business, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord. Romans 12:10-11.
Still I will follow. If no one joins me,
what really stands out in his life is his faithfulness, his zeal and passion for Christ, for the one who loves him. And we can all echo the same too. He had a zeal and passion for Christ, for faithfulness. At the end of his life, he said, I fought a good fight, I finished the course, and the course that was laid for me, a crown of righteousness. And we can all also all attain that. Enjoyed our classes, young men and ladies. And at this time, they'll be listening to things we studied and some verses they can read.
All have sinned. Romans 3:10. As it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. Romans 3:23. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God.
What must I do to be saved? Romans 10:13. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Romans 10:9. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shall believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved.
Be ye witnesses unto me. Matthew 28:19. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Matthew 5:16. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven.
Unselfish living, John 13:35. By this shall all men know that you are my disciples, if you have love one for another. Galatians 6:10. As we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially for those who are in the household of faith.
Ambassadors for Christ, 2 Corinthians 6:17-18. Wherefore, come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you, and be your father unto you. And ye shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty. Matthew 5:13. Ye are the salt of the earth, but as the salt has lost his savior, wherewith shall it be salted? Is it thenceforth good for nothing? Should be cast down and trodden underfoot amid.
Meeting the challenge of a needy world, Matthew 9:37-38. Then saith he unto his disciples, the harvest truly is plenteous, but the labors are few. Pray therefore the Lord of the harvest, that he will bring forth labors into his harvest.
The power of the gospel, Hebrews 4:12. For the word of God is quick and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, and joints and marrow, and is the discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart.
Serving Christ in everyday vocations. Colossians 3:23. Whatsoever ye do it heartily as unto the Lord, not to men. Ephesians 4:28. Let him that stole steal no more, but rather let him labor, working with his hands, the things which is good, that he may have to give to them that need it.
Going against the crowd. Ephesians 6:10-11. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Joshua 1:9. Have I not commanded thee? Be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest.
Fulfilling the life purpose, Romans 8:28. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to this purpose.